with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A large Alabama hospital has paused in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children.
The University of Alabama Birmingham announced that its UAB Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility has paused the treatments as it evaluates Alabama's Supreme Court decision. The ruling involves wrongful death cases brought by couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident at a fertility clinic. The ruling by the all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court prompted a wave of concern about the future of IVF treatments in the state. Patients called clinics to see if scheduled IVF treatments would continue as providers are consulting with attorneys. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
James Biden told GOP lawmakers that Joe Biden had no involvement in the family's business dealings. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a voluntary private interview on Capitol Hill, presidential brother James Biden testified as part of the House Republicans' impeachment inquiry. According to his opening statement obtained by the AP, James Biden said the president never had any involvement or any direct or indirect financial interest in those activities. None. So far, the impeachment process has lacked evidence directly related to the president, which has even drawn criticism from some Republicans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Jimmy Carter has another distinction to his name. The 99-year-old is the first of the U.S. presidents to be honored with an official White House Christmas ornament while still living. The ornament was unveiled Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 48 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49, the S&P 500 advanced 6. This is SRN News. A U.S. bishop defies the Pope.
Liam Carey heads up the Catholic Diocese of Baker, Oregon, and he says he will not allow the blessing of gay marriages in his territory, despite the fact that Pope Francis has ordered all clergy to do so. Carey says, quote, if a same-sex couple were to ask a priest to bless them, they would be seeking an official sign of approval for behavior that the church teaches is sinful in God's sight. A growing number of bishops around the globe say they will not obey the Pope on this issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About one in four young people in the United Kingdom thinks the Bible should be edited or banned. A poll released by Whitestone Insights finds 23% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 34 agree that all books that contain perceived hate speech, including the Bible and other religious texts, should be removed. Older Britons were less open to banning the scriptures, but about 15% of them also think it's a reasonable idea. This is SRN News. A late-day surge created a boost on Wall Street.
Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street after a listless day of trading. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The Dow also added 0.1% after turning slightly higher just before the close. Weakness in technology stocks weighed on the NASDAQ, which ended 0.3% lower. Palo Alto Networks sank more than 28%. The network security company forecast billings that came in well below what analysts were looking for. Amazon rose about 1% following news that it would be added to the Dow. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is leaving the Dow, fell 2.5%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Alabama is seeking to put a second inmate to death using nitrogen gas. The move comes a month after the state carried out the first execution using the controversial new method. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.